Now please join with me. Let's take a deep breath and close our eyes. We see in the middle of our mind a little ball of golden light. And we watch this light as it begins to grow, larger and larger, until now it covers the entire inner vision of our mind. We see for ourselves within this light a beautiful temple. We see a garden that surrounds the temple and a body of water that flows through the garden. We see that the inside of the temple is lit as well by this same beautiful golden light. And here we are, for we have been drawn together by the power and in the presence of God. We devote our time spent together, all of our relationships, experiences of one another, to Him. We pray that His most Holy Spirit shall enter into every thought and every feeling we have, that we might be lifted up above and beyond the sorrows and limitations and fears of this world to the endless love and peace that lay beyond. And so it is. Together we all say, Amen. I was having a conversation with somebody about what I think of as the kind of medicalization of despair, the fact that in the United States, over the last few decades, we have put a medical model onto situational despair. And that really is a conversation to have. I don't want to go into all the specifics of that, although I certainly do. You've heard me talk about it. I have a book coming out about it and so forth. But my point tonight has to do with the fact that somebody said to me, well, you know, Marianne, you can't say to a really sad person, just think happy thoughts. Just think happy thoughts. And this person said it in a rather condescending, patronizing way. And the question that I was asked inside myself was, does this person really know what those of us coming from a spiritual perspective would even think of as happy thoughts? What are happy thoughts? Because a lot of people, when they think of what would be happy thoughts, might think the happy thought would be that I get what I want. My happy thought would be that I get this job would be my happy thought. My happy thought would be that the person who left me decides that they want to come back. My happy thought would be that anything I want, I could have. Well, from a Course in Miracles perspective, those are not happy thoughts. And I want to talk about why that is. And I want to talk specifically tonight about the Buddhist perspective on this and also the perspective that would be presented through Moses and through Jesus in the Old Testament and the New Testament. First of all, Buddha. Buddha said that nothing of this world can bring anything but temporary happiness. Nothing of this world can bring anything but temporary happiness. Now, this is very much in line with A Course in Miracles. One of the exercises in the course is, beyond this world, there is a world I want. And the exercise that goes with it is, there is nothing in this world I want. Is that the exact line? There is nothing in this world I want. Forgive me, because I'm not sure that's the exact line. But the principle there is that this world, as the Course in Miracles says, the roots of this world are too shallow to sustain you. Now, the thinking that dominates this planet, but most particularly the thinking that dominates...